Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Live the Promise. There are many more podcasts available up on the website at myfaithradio.com, and your support makes this possible. Thank you. So much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in today, and I want to just say thank you, a special thank you at the outset to my good friend Bill Arnold. He's such an amazing buddy, good man of God, and wonderful to jump in at the last minute for me yesterday. Thank you, Bill. We just love you so much. And thank you for praying. As you know, I had to go to the hospital, wanted to be at the hospital with my sister and her husband and their family, and not really at liberty to say much right now, but they're really needing your prayers. And thank you for those so very much. Pretty tough time right now. And normally during this hour today, we were going to do something called a book talk. And we were going to, I want to do this every once in a while where I take an older book and unpack it. You and I talk about it. And publishers are usually pretty generous with their backlisted titles. They'll send us a stack. So as I unpack the content and talk with you about it, I can send you copies. We'll, Lord willing, be doing that in the near future. But as I was praying for today's show, just really sensed, even some of the Facebook comments, you know, I posted on my fan page that I wasn't able to post a blessing yesterday because I was at the hospital, just didn't have my computer with me, and over 1,000 people chimed in saying not only they were praying for us, but sharing some of the things they're going through. I mean, every which way you turn, people are walking through some hard stuff. And so this is what I really sensed that we should do today. Let's talk. Okay, I want to pray for you. There goes my text. I always forget to turn it down. Let's turn it down. There we go. Sorry about that. But I just want to open the phone lines, take your calls, and I want to stand with you. I want to pray for you, pray with you. If you're too shy to get on the air, tell Grace what's going on, and we'll pray for you. I've got a stack of books that I grabbed off of our Faith Radio shelf and a few actual CDs as well. I Am They and Emmanuel Lives, Shine Brighter, Dan and Sandy Adler's acoustic album that's just so awesome for quiet times. And so just and some really good books as well, one by Ann Graham Lotz, one by Matt and Beth Redman, and some by Will Davis Jr. and such. So as you call in and kind of just tell me what's going on with you, I'll look at some of the stuff that I've got in front of me and find one that fits you, hopefully. Here's the number, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. You can call anonymously as well. But are you in a storm, or maybe you love someone who's in a storm? Maybe it's not just a storm. Maybe it's just there's something that's just sort of breaking your heart. Something that's a burden for you. I want to pray with you. And you can, like I say, be anonymous if you need to. I also came armed with some scripture and some songs. And it will probably look a little bit like a songs and verses, but it really is going to be about praying for you, praying with you. Just want to encourage you today. And if you're listening and you're too shy to call, you're going to listen by some of these calls that you're not alone. You are not alone. I mean, the enemy would love to make you feel isolated, to make you feel that nobody sees, nobody cares, but that's an absolute lie. Also, you can email me if you'd prefer to send your request in that way, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com. I want to start as we're just waiting for those calls to come in. Just a couple passages. This one's Isaiah 40. And that an opening question is, how can you say that my way is hidden from God? Have you not heard? Have you not understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. Listen to this. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths, they will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. Just pause there. Youth and young men, that's usually where you see people at the height of their strength. When they're young, and especially if they're young men, they're physically strong and agile. But the truth is they even have their limits. So even if you're not young or a young man, and you wait on the Lord, because the next verse says this, but those who trust in the Lord, another translation says, those who wait on the Lord, guess what? They'll find new strength. And you know how that translates? New strength, a strength you've not known before. As you wait on him as you tuck yourself under the shadow of his wing and you wait and you say, Lord, I've come to the edges of myself. This is too heavy. I'm too tired. He cares about you. He says, come to me if you're burdened and you're heavy laden. I will give you rest. And as you wait with an expectant heart saying, I'm at the end of my strength, so now I need some of yours, he promises to give you a new strength, a new power. You will soar above your circumstances, high on wings like eagles. You will run and not get weary and walk and not faint. So how many of you need that today? Maybe you need that specifically. Not only can you not imagine getting new strength, but strength to the point that it raises you above your circumstances so that suddenly you're running with a new power and a new energy and a new sense of purpose and vision that you can only attribute to the fact that you belong to God, he belongs to you, and he's breathed fresh life in your soul. Isn't that a good word? That's from Isaiah 40. Love to stand with you. 877-933-2484. We've got an anonymous friend checking in from Coon Rapids today. Hey, friend, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We're pressing in and pressing on. So how can I pray for you today?
I'm looking for prayer for my son. He's 21, and he's caught up in an addiction, and things are progressively getting worse.
Heartbreaking, isn't it?
It is.
So sorry. Well, let's pray right now, okay?
Thank you.
Well, Father, I thank you for my dear sister today. First of all, I pray for her mama's heart, her broken heart, and I just pray, God, that you would hold the weight of this, God, that you would lighten this burden for her, that you would do the heavy lifting so that she feels a grace to do this moment, to do today. I pray that you give her a peace in her heart as she understands on a deeper level your sovereignty and that none of us are ever out of your care and out of your hand and out of your reach. So I just pray rest for her soul. I pray you bring her moments of replenishment, God, and glimpses of glory that just reveal you are at work in this. Sometimes I know we live by faith, but sometimes it's good for our eyes to see what you are up to. So I just pray you give her little glimpses that you're very much involved, that you're putting people in his life, that you're intervening and making a way where there is no way. So give my friend rest today. Heal her broken heart. Restore her soul in Jesus' name. But now, Lord, we go after her son. In Jesus' name, we cut off every scheme and curse of the enemy. Lord, we pray that you cut off every person, every circumstance that sends a lying message to him, that you would line his path with people and circumstances that tell him the truth over and over again, that speak of your life and your love in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray he would come to the end of this addiction sooner than later. He'd get tired of it sooner than later. That season of sin would be unpleasant very soon. I pray you'd protect him from making life-altering decisions in this time of darkness. Lord, your word says that you reach into the darkness and you call us out of the darkness. Would you call him out of the darkness into your glorious light? Heal him in Jesus' name. Would you do what only you can do for this dear boy? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, dear.
Thank you so much.
You are absolutely welcome. And I'm going to see, let's see here. I'm going to send you Finding God in the Hard Times by Matt and Beth Redman. How does that sound?
That would be great. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bless you, dear one.
Thanks.
All right. 877-933-2484. We're just taking prayer requests. I just want to stand with you and pray with you. Love to hear from you. 877-93-FAITH. We've got Tom checking in from Fargo. How are you, Tom?
Pretty good, Susie. I didn't know about you running to the hospital yesterday. I caught just the tail end of a program yesterday. I didn't know what Bill was in for you, but we can definitely put you on our prayer list, my wife and I.
Thank you so much.
And I know you've shared some of your story before. Anyway, I guess something I told Grace this, it's on my wife and I on our heart. It's still something where God has definitely laid something big on our heart, and we've been praying about it for about a year, which in God's time is very short, but in our time, you know. And I guess nailed down as to we need encouragement, and then what's the next step? And we're just... It's just we feel like we're in a holding pattern. Well, who doesn't? But
I think you especially feel that way when you sense a big shift is coming. I think that's where it's easy to get twitchy and go, okay, anytime now, you know, I can
see. That's right. That's exactly it. Yeah.
Well, for one, I want you to know, if you're able to listen in second hour today, Greg and Julie Gorman are talking about that exact thing, about having purpose in your marriage and then walking out that purpose in God's timing. So, and if you can't catch it, maybe you can catch the podcast. But I am going to pray that God's peace just holds you until he moves you, because I just think that's where we can get our hands into that stuff that he's, you know what I mean, and interrupt his timing. And it's never a good thing. But I know you know that. So first of all, let me look at my books here. I'm trying to think. Would you rather have music or a book?
A book.
Okay. So I'm going to give you The Reckless Love of God by Alex Early. It's just awesome. So how does that one sound?
That sounds good.
Okay.
And we look forward to seeing you here next year.
Am I coming? Oh, I am coming. I'm so sorry. I just had a brain freeze. Yes, I am. And thanks for reminding me. I'm bright. I am. Oh, my goodness. Oh, thank you for that. Well, can I pray for you?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord, for Tom. And what a kingdom man he is, and a kingdom wife that he has. And I love that they have a mutual vision and purpose for their marriage, Lord. And you put that in their hearts, but they're the ones who are listening and leaning in. And I just thank you for that. I pray you bless them with a special grace right now in the time in between. Boy, Father, I pray for a divine contentment. I'm thinking of that passage, godliness with contentment is great gain. And finding contentment in the time in between is actually forward-moving faith. And so I just pray in this place, God, as they wait for their marching orders and their next steps, that peace would just flow through them like a river, that they would see, even in their midst, people who need what you've given them, just words of encouragement, words of insight. I pray that you'd show them what their assignment is in this time in between until you reveal those next steps. But I thank you that when the time comes, it'll be unmistakable, that you will open doors no man can close, that you will establish steps that enemy cannot shake, and that you will give them boldness and faith to go where you're leading them. Thank you, God, that they dare to listen to you. I just pray for joy and peace in the meantime, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Susie. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, and thank you for calling, kind sir.
You betcha.
I really need all of you to keep my schedule on track. I really, it's so helpful. We're going to pause and take a break now. I see a couple more calls coming in. We did this last minute change of plans. I actually did, just because I had such a sense that so many of you are like Tom, either in transition or you're in a trial and you need someone to encourage you today. I came armed in studio with some books and some music, and I would just love to get something into your hands that may encourage you today. Love to pray with you, stand with you. Feel free to call anonymously if you feel better doing that. 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH. Or email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Love to stand with you and encourage you today. More when we come back. Tuning in today, I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. I decided to make a last-minute shift to this first hour of the show today, just because I know if you're not going through a storm, you love someone who is. And maybe, as Tom called earlier, you just need some direction in your life. Just wanted to dedicate this hour one of the show today to you. Can I stand with you, encourage you, pray with you? Brought some books and CDs in the studio as well. Would love to pray with you. If you'd rather call anonymously, please feel free to do that. The whole point is just to encourage your soul today. God is with you. He cares deeply about the details of your life, and we need each other on this journey. I always just appreciate you so much. 877-933-2484. Sally's checking in from Wahpeton. Wahpeton? Did I do it right? I always tell myself I'm going to do it wrong, and then I trip it up, but I did it. Sally, welcome. Glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you. Susie, you prayed for me in the fall of 2014. You were in Wahpeton. I asked you to pray regarding some brain bleeds that I had been experiencing, and the doctors had basically told me to just wait and see. Well, this last April, not this year, but a year ago in April, I had some more bleeds that required surgery. So I came home pushing a walker, and God was very faithful to walk us through some really, really difficult days. We have two little boys, 4 and 6, that I'm trying to mother in the midst of continued therapy and recovery. And I just request some prayers for perseverance to keep going when the days are difficult. You know, when Satan comes at you, he comes at you in many different areas, in health and family relations and parenting issues. And so we could just use prayers for encouragement and continued healing. I would just love to be able to function a little better than I am functioning. But we have a lot to be thankful for. God has been so gracious to us.
And yet you make a good point too, Sally, that that enemy does fight dirty. And there's times when it comes at you from every single angle, it can feel overwhelming. So I would love to pray with you. I'm looking at these. I'm going to give you one of the Beth Redmond books as well, Finding God in the Hard Times, Choosing to Trust and Hope When You Can't See the Way. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to put your name on this real quick now. And I'm going to, all right, let's pray, okay? Well, Jesus, thank you for my dear friend, Sally. I thank you, God, that she's so faithful and you're so faithful and you see her. And I pray, God, that you'd stretch out your hand even now and heal her. I pray every system in her body would work to support life and health. There would be no confusion, no destruction, no distraction in her body. Every system would work to support life and health. I pray Sally lives out her days in health and an abundance of fruitfulness. I pray in this place, just as I was back then, sick with little kids, that you would open the heavens and give Sally a vision for what you have planned for her, how you want to use her, and it would put a fire in her soul and give her the courage to keep dreaming and keep praying and keep believing and keep walking. I ask you, God, to bless her husband and his deep love for you and for her. I pray, God, that you'd fill his heart with fresh courage and fresh strength and just a strong charge to protect his family. Bless these little ones. And I thank you, God, that your spirit is in that home, that you would just give these little ones a sense of joy, that they are not alone, that you are with them, God. And I just pray you protect this family financially, relationally, and physically in every other way. I just pray that you give them some time of peace and replenishment where things just don't feel so hard. And I ask you, God, to give them a sense of their roots going down deep in your love so that they even feel sturdier in you when it's all said and done. Thank you for Sally, Lord, and her dear family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Susie. I appreciate it.
Thank you, dear, for calling. May God just overwhelm you with his grace in the days ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you, hon. 877-933-2484. We're just taking prayer requests. Just want to pray with you and stand with you. Always feel free to call anonymously. If you're shy, that's okay. If you don't want to even get on the air, tell Grace what your prayer request is. We've got Barb checking in from Lindstrom. Hey, Barb, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good because God holds me up. But
amen.
Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't be calling, I guess, for a prayer request if I was really good. But I'm sorry, there's another call that came in that was beeping. I hope it's gone, though. I think it is. I don't even know where to begin. I turned 60 a year ago, and this last year has been full of fatigue and illness. I suffer from PTSD, and I had an episode come up a while back, which takes me out sometimes for a while. Anyway, when I came through that, which was hard, I was found out that I have an autoimmune disease called Hashimoto's. So my thyroid is being attacked by my immune system. I'm a very active person. I've been active my whole life, and I use horses as a ministry to serve God. And so I've just had a very physical life. And at 60, I feel like the rug got pulled out from under me, and not just because of illness, but because my kids are grown and gone, and I feel like I'm in a new phase of life. And my daughter, who is going to be having her third child in about 3 weeks, has almost died in both of her other deliveries. And so that's, you know, in my mind, and my son, my oldest son, they sold their house and they were moving to this new place. They felt like God was calling them in Utah, and then that's all fallen through, and everyone's very upset. And, you know, okay. I'm the mom, and so I'm trying not to be the emotional caretaker in it all. And, it's all.
That's a lot. And, that, you know, again, so many people are walking through multiple levels of crisis. And I brought in a Carter Collins book, Fear Not. I've read this several times, and I'm going to read it again, Living Courageously in Uncertain Times. And before I pray, I just want to read this to you. He says, fear is one of the most powerful weapons that Satan uses against us. In fact, the devil is the author of fear. By definition, fear is anticipation that we may suffer harm or that things might go wrong. Fear often gives way to dismay, which is discouragement. Fear arises in our hearts when something of strength superior to our own opposes us, and dismay comes when we consider our own resources. We look inside ourselves and come to the wrong conclusion, that even with Christ within us, we're not strong enough to fight the battle in front of us. This is how fear and dismay work together. The devil's tactic is to convince us that evil around us is going to overpower us. In fact, Satan often wins many battles without even having to face any opposition from us, because we've already given in to fear and dismay. We have already run from the battle. We've fled from any place of personal difficulty, avoiding the will of God. However, it's important to remember the reality of the situation. None of these threats nor any evil can conquer us, no matter how intimidating the situation may look. And the reason I wanted to read that to you is because it's easy to look to the right, to the left, and give in to dismay and despair. But that passage talks about that he doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. So that's supernatural power. Love that's otherworldly, and absolute clarity in the midst of the storm. And that's what I'm going to pray for you, okay? And I'm going to pray God's healing on your body.
Yep.
But I believe, just as a woman of God and the matriarch of this family, you don't have to carry the weight of all their burdens. You can stand in that storm and have clarity, so that they are turning to you to say, I need wisdom, Mom, and you're going to have it, okay?
Okay.
Yep. Well, Father, thank you. Thank you for Barb. And we come against that spirit of fear, because that's not from you. It is totally from the enemy. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. And in Jesus' name, I pray, God, that power would rise up in Barb, because the same power that raised you from the dead is alive in her. May she touch it, taste it, know it today. May she know a love that goes beyond her, and may she have a clarity of mind in this storm, that she gets calm, that she is joyful, that she sleeps deeply at night, and that her kids look to her and they see your countenance, your radiance, because you are with her, you are in her, you are leading her. You've not given her a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. Help her to walk in it. And I pray that you'd heal her. But in the meantime, even in her weakness, be her strength to a degree that people who know her know that there's a God in heaven to be reckoned with, because Barb walks with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Bless you, dear sister. And I picked The Reckless Love of God. That's by Alex Early. I just want you to just rest in his love. And that's the book you're going to get, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
God bless you, dear sister. Janet, I see you. I hope you can hang on for a couple minutes for our break. And I see what you want, so I hope you can hang on so I can talk with you. But if you can't, I'm going to pray for you anyway on the other side of the break. 877-93-FAITH, taking your prayer request, just standing with you today, hoping we can encourage you. This is Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson, and we will be back in a moment. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and we purposely shifted the program today, this hour, just feeling so strongly that you need some encouragement today, very personal encouragement. So I'm taking your calls, and you can call anonymously if you'd like, but I just want to encourage you. I want to stand with you. I want to pray with you. Got some resources from our Faith Radio shelf that I'm thinking one of these books will help you. Give me a call if I can stand with you. Call anonymously if you need to, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484, or email Susie@myfaithradio.com. Checking in with Janet from Minneapolis. Hey, Janet, thanks for holding. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well as well. So nice to hear your voice. How can I pray for you today?
Thank you. I have been going through major life transitions in the last 3 years or so. I my husband decided he needed to be single. If I wasn't married to him where I was living, I would have no family, so I moved back to Minneapolis. Our marriage was very stressful, and I had two and a half decades of really extreme ill health, and we lost our only baby. And but now I've been back in Minneapolis about 2 years, and I've just been waiting on God to, you know, what is it that you want for me in the next portion of my life, or you want me to do? And I keep hearing God just coming back and saying, rest, rest.
Would you believe that's the word that came to me before you even said what God's been saying to you? That was the word in capital letters, rest. But okay, keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, and in fact, I developed a stress fracture a couple of weeks ago. I can do nothing now but rest. So I do feel this huge transition coming, and I'm not, I'm in that stuck place of not feeling like I have any wisdom or, you know, what path I should take. And,
you know,
that seemed like a huge big problem compared to what I'm sure you're dealing with in your family and others are going through. But I am really waiting on God for his word and his desire for my life and what I should and he wants me to be doing next or well, become.
You're so precious.
Become next.
You know, first of all, your story matters every bit as much as mine or anybody else's. And the heartbreak you walked through 2 years ago is also unimaginable. And I'm sure you've got some deep soul healing that God has continued to do in your heart. But I don't know if you heard the open of the show when I read that Isaiah passage, but that he gives power to the weak, strength to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint. And Janet, I just feel as I'm talking to you, that rest word is what came to me in capital letters. And I often see that when God is getting ready for a transition, he gives you a glimpse. It's like the winds of change start to blow. You feel your tent pegs kind of loosening a little bit. And that's when it's tempting to get up and go, I need to know the answers, or I need to help this along, or I need to make some kind of decision. And I think it takes great restraint to rest in that place. You know, I feel like God is saying sometimes, you know, you're on a need-to-know basis, and when you need to know, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
And
he's yeah.
spoken that to my heart before, and I'm like, I don't like it, though. But I'm telling
yeah,
you.
I,
go ahead.
When I went through all these things and lost the baby and all these things, I said, you know, God, what is going on? What is going on? And I the message I received was not in a mean or nasty or icky way, but God just said, it's really not any of your business.
Don't you love that? Okay.
Yeah, I know. To me, that's comical.
Yeah, I laughed when I got one of those from God, too, one day when he said I was on a need-to-know basis. But I feel just in my heart of hearts, Janet, so confident that as you rest, and I would just say sink your roots down deep in God's marvelous love. If I were you, I would spend all kinds of time in Romans 8 and all of Ephesians, because they're both so much about the love of God that nothing can separate us from God's love. And that's where we're filled to the fullness, and also just the weapons of our warfare. And I just think as you learn to worship on a deeper level and warfare on a deeper level and rest your body and your soul, you're going to be armed and ready, and you are going to run and not get weary. And I think you're going to look back to this season and go, man, I needed this season of replenishment for what God had for me ahead. But your latter years will be better than your former years. That enemy will not have the last say in your story. And I think what you're going to see that God has planned for you is amazing. So the book I grabbed for you is by Will Davis Jr., A Man Who Told Us the Truth. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to pray for you, okay?
Great.
I'm so excited for you, actually. I hope you'll call back and tell me once you realize what God's got for you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Well, Father, thank you for Janet. And I just pray that peace would settle on her. Peace would flow through her like a river. And this is a time in between. This isn't going to last forever. But I pray that for now that she would rest in ways she's never known before. Emotional rest, mental rest, physical rest. Lead her to books that just rock her world and deepen her roots. And I know that when it's time for her to have a sign and have a word to move, you will bring it to her in an unmistakable way. And she'll hear you say, this is the way. Walk in it. I trust trust you, God. I just pray for faith in Janet's heart, rest in her heart, and an assurance that when it's time for her to know, she'll definitely know what her next step should be. Thank you for her and her dear heart. And thank you, God, for the great plans that you have to prosper her and not to harm her, to give her a hope and a future. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Wish I could hug you, dear Janet. I'm excited for you.
Thanks.
God bless you, dear. All righty. We've got Vivian. Is it Vivian next? Sorry about that. Vivian checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Vivian, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you.
How can I stand with you today?
Did you want me to tell you what my prayer request was, or is it already there?
Oh, no. Please, go ahead and tell me.
Oh, okay. About three generations back, when our grandfather left us a fortune. And it's been stolen from us, you know. And so my son has pursued it for 15 years, and he just can't let go. And it's kind of scary because we've been threatened. Our lives have all been threatened, and people keep running into my children in their cars, and they've run into eight of my cars. I've been in eight car accidents, but the Lord has steered me through every single one of them. And my husband was in about four, and he also was scared through all of the accidents. But he died a couple of years ago, and we, don't really have a priest in our home, you know, because I think that's what my son is supposed to be, but he's just so tied up with this money that he can't let go of it. Mm. I mean, it was a fortune, and it would have been nice for all of us because we're all in dire poverty, but I just want to know that, you know, that my children will be taken care of safely and that they will know what it is that God brought them into existence for and be able to do it, and that this money thing will be handled. It's a mess.
Wow. I'm just going to read this from Romans 8. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one. For Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we're troubled or calamity or persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake, we're killed every day. We're being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory belongs to us because of Christ who loves us. And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow. Not even these powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I just felt like I needed to read that, Vivian, but I'm going to pray. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry about this terrible predicament. I'm just going to pray that God, he's the God of justice, that he will fight where you can't fight. He will intervene where you can't, okay?
Yeah, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Thank you so much. I just want my son to be released from this because it's almost like it's demonic, and I've been doing warfare for him and praying for him. He would go to churches, and ever since he was 4 years old, ministers would call him up and prophesy over him and say that he was going to be a great man of God. Mm. And I think that this is why Satan has done this. He's brought that money into the picture so that he could cloud what God has for him.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm really... And then I have my girls, too, Deborah, Rebecca, Gabrielle, and another son, Bobby. And we're all in poverty.
Well,
no matter how we try, we can't get out of it.
I'm so, so sorry. But I just know that God is bigger and God is stronger. And this is too big for you, Vivian, but it's not too big for God.
Yeah.
Oh, Father, I just pray for Vivian and her family, and I pray, God, that you'd expose the lie of the enemy. I pray that his plans would come to nothing. Pray for Vivian's son, God, that you'd call him out of the darkness into the wonderful light, that he would see that you're the great vindicator. You will make this right. Lord, somehow, some way, you will bring justice, but I pray you'd set him free from that demonic need for his own fleshly justice. I pray set him free. Yeah. Speak to him in a way that only you can, God. And I pray restore their fortunes before their very eyes. I pray that you would do that, God, in a way that only you can. I bless Vivian and her family and her heart of passion and faith. And I pray that you give her just a vision for what victory looks like so she can continue to pray into it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much, Susan. That's my sister's name.
Aw. Well, I'm going to send you Emmanuel Live's worship album, Shine Brighter. My mentor always says, Vivian, that there's victory and battles are won in worship. And I just think you crank this baby up and you put your hands in the air and you worship. And I just think that will be a great place to battle for your family.
Oh, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that so much.
God bless you, dear. Thank you, honey.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. We've got Lynn checking in from New Brighton. Hey, Lynn, how are you today?
I've been better.
How can I stand with you?
Mine's financial, like the previous caller. I had a break in my home over the weekend, and I'm a musician, so I'm not wealthy. I teach violin and piano, and I had a save that had a nest egg that I've been putting money in over the decades, and they went right for that. And I found it on Monday. On strange, it was Monday, 6/6/16, and they had opened it and all the money was gone. They left me a couple dollars. And, I really found, I think when things are bad, I think, well, at least I have that.
Yeah.
And I have put my security in it a lot and maybe more than I have the Lord. But I'm trying to, I just don't know where to put this.
There's so many levels to this, Lynn. I mean, the feeling of being violated, that you'd be broken into, that would be stolen. And you said you're a single mom?
Yeah.
Oh, honey, there's a lot to this that is so painful.
So and it was, this is years of hard, I work hard every day. I don't take a break ever. All those years and years of working for it just to disappear in one I'm trying to give it to the Lord, but I'm really struggling. I can't sleep at night. I'm scared. I'm kind of feeling desperate, and I just really.
You know what? First of all, we need to take a break in just a moment, but I want to say this. Not yet, Matt. I just want to say this. It is so new for you that don't at all diminish yourself for not being able to let go of it. I would take your whole tangled up soul and crawl into the shadow of God's wing and just say, I'm so intermingled with this. I mean, this was a part of my nest egg for my future. I feel betrayed and violated and afraid and vulnerable. Take that whole ball of wax and bring yourself before the Lord to say, hold me, hold this, you untangle this for me. You're my Abba, you're my Father. And you know what? He gently leads those who are with young. He leads those. He's a father to the fatherless, Lynn. And he cares about this. He's madder about this than you are. And he will somehow, some way bring provision. But somehow, some way, I pray that you can look up and say, God, where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, because he owns it all. And there can be streams that will come to you that will replenish that. And I just pray that you can just draw yourself in close and let him hold this for you and try to get your soul to a place of rest. And I just really do believe he's going to replenish it. Probably not in a way that you think or from a place that you think, but I would say open your hands and trust that he can do that. And God, I just pray you'd be her great defender and her protector. Would you station angels around that home, Father? And for the person who did this, I pray you convict them, you'd expose this thing, and you would get them caught. And I do pray for generous people in Lynn's sphere of influence to rise up and replenish this several times over so that she is restored in ways she didn't even think possible. As far as her fear, calm her anxious heart, God. Just give her the assurance that you are with her. And Lord, you were going to take what the enemy meant for evil. You will turn it for good. So even though she admits her hope maybe was in this thing, that you can turn this for good and that she can put her hope in you, knowing that you hold all things in your hand. We love you. We commit Lynn and her dear family to you. And thank you that your provision is more than enough for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Dear Lynn, I grabbed Ann Graham Lotz' book, Heaven, My Father's House. I just think a fresh perspective of the God you serve, who he is. I think this will encourage your soul today.
Oh, I love her. Good. Thank you so much.
God bless you, dear one. Now, Marianne, I know you've been holding for a little while. I hope you have it in you to hang on for about another minute and a half. If not, I have a sense of what I'm supposed to pray for you, and I definitely will either way. But I'd rather talk with you personally. So this is Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. Just taking your calls today to encourage you. How can I stand with you? Love to do that. 877-933-2484. 877-93-FAITH. We'll be back in a minute.
Freedom's name is mighty sweet, and one day soon we're gonna meet. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on.
Really glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and I just made a last-minute adjustment to hour one of the show today, just feeling as I was praying this morning, knowing that I'm not the only one walking through a storm right now. You are. Lots of you are. And so just dedicating the whole show today, the first hour, I should say, to your call, standing with you, praying with you. And if you need to call anonymously, you sure can do that. I see a few emails. I'd like to get to those as well. 877-933-2484. Marianne, I'm so glad you got to hang on. Checking in from Elk River. How are you today?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, considering. How can I pray with you today?
Yeah. Well, I have been on a journey like I never expected to be on, and I've been doing a lot of listening, and I feel like God is calling me this very strongly, even sometimes like when I'm thinking, there's no way I can do this. I almost feel scolded by him sometimes, and yet I get into this moment of, I'm just a lay person. How can I be the one to walk out? And it's, you know, it's about hurting children is basically what it's about, to make it really short. And I just now, even today as I was driving, right before I turned on your radio station after work, I thought, I can't do this. Or is it the devil? I feel so strongly it's God. I feel like he's directed me. The journey I've been on from beginning of this till now is nothing short of amazing. But yet there's this underlying thing like, well, you're not qualified to talk about this. You're not qualified to be God's person, you're not qualified. And I do struggle greatly with self-esteem. And even journey is helpful.
I want to make sure I have time for you. I got it. I want to, Deb, I see your call. I'm praying we can get to you too, but I just have to interrupt you because I want to make sure we have some time. But first of all, it is so like God to call us to do things above and beyond our abilities and capacity, because he gets the glory that way. It is so like the enemy to accuse, saying you're not this, you're not that. That's where he goes every single time, which makes me really believe that this is a call of God. And the Bible, Marianne, talks about the path of life is life and peace. So the path of the spirit is life and peace. The path of the flesh is death. It's confusion. It's despair. And so I'm just learning to look at the fruit of my thoughts, to go, okay, what is this birthing in me? When you think of, there's no way you can do this, you're not qualified, that's a bad fruit, because you know it doesn't taste good. It diminishes you. It makes you look down. It makes you feel foolish for dreaming so big. But when you take yourself and you put yourself before the Lord and you say, God, this is bigger than me, but I know I heard you. Show me the next steps. Your faith is more precious to God than gold, and you don't have to figure it all out. You're not qualified now to do the fullness of your call for later, but you have what you need to do the next step, and then the next step, and then the next step. And that's the most glorious adventure. So if you remember you can't please him without faith, I would shut that enemy down so fast. Put your shield of faith. Say, hey, talk to the shield. You don't get to talk to me that way. And you shut the door on him. And then you say, Lord, have your way. And then in the process, he will deal with your fears and insecurities. But it's to his glory that he calls us to do things that are above and beyond us. And I love that he's calling you to do something above and beyond you. Wow. I'm going to send you a copy of my book, Your Beautiful Purpose. I don't have it in front of me, but that's exactly what that book is all about, is helping you sort through the internal stuff so that you dare to follow God. So how does that sound?
Oh, that sounds fabulous, because it really does chip away at your unworthiness.
Yeah, it does.
Hear that voice.
Absolutely.
Over and over.
Okay, let me pause and pray for you. Father, thank you for Marianne. Thank you, God, that you have spoken to her heart. Thank you that she's heard you. And I thank you, God, that she loves you. I pray faith would rise up in her. I pray that she would cling to your promises more than she coddles her fears. I pray that she would cling to your promises and take the next step and the next step, and that her faith would bring pleasure to your heart. Continue to confirm her calling and open doors that no man can close. Thank you for who she is, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, dear one. All right, we're going to get you a copy of my book, Your Beautiful Purpose, okay?
Thank you.
All right, be blessed.
Bye-bye.
Okay, one last call here. Deb checking in from Sioux Falls. How are you, Deb?
Hello, I am just fine. Thank you very much.
Good to meet you. How can I pray for you today?
Well, I wasn't in need of prayer, but I wanted to be an encouragement to the woman who called in who lost her savings in a safe.
Okay.
If I may do that.
Yes.
I had gone through a similar experience in November, and I just want to encourage her. I had walked in on a man in my apartment the first day. The second day, they got in the garage and stole out of my garage, including my bicycle. And the third day, they broke in the bedroom window, took the window out with them, so it didn't look like they were there, and they took my work briefcase and a safe in which I had saved thousands of dollars for my daughter's wedding and my kid's identity, my identity, and I had to move out all of a sudden because apparently they were stalking me. And so I know how she feels and how lost she feels and how vulnerable, because they dug through my things and all sorts of things. But I found my security, and I just want to tell this woman that I understand her fear and her frustration and everything she's been through, and that I just turned to Christ and I said, Christ, my identity is in you. It's not in my stolen Social Security number. Mm. It's not in any of that. My identity is in you, Christ, and you will carry me through this. So
that's a good piece of advice.
Anyway, I pray for her.
Thank you. I want to give you, Deb, the I Am They album. They're a fun kind of up-and-coming group. I'm going to give you that just for calling in to encourage our other caller. And I want to thank you for that, because that's just another one of those things where you lay hold of God's promise and you say, my identity is in you, Christ Jesus, and it does something for your soul and your faith. And thank you for caring about her enough to call. Bless you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Deb. I've got a dear listener who said, if you don't mind, may I request prayer for my family? I worry about them and lots of things lately. I want everyone to be okay, and I want them to all feel better, not be stressed and depressed. Love that. We'll close in prayer for that. And another friend just said she just decided to tune in at the last minute and heard the prayers, and she said she teared up and thanked God because it sort of connected with where she's at right now. And that's a cool thing. God is just... He's so divine. You know, his will for one doesn't contradict his will for another. His will for all of us is our best case scenario and moves the kingdom purposes forward. So I'm glad that we heard right today and we could just be here for you. Well, Father, we just lift up those who called, those who emailed, and those who didn't. And you know each of our hearts and our stories, the longings of our heart, Lord. And we live in a fallen world, but we live also in a world where your promises are still true, and that your presence is with us and your spirit is in us. And Lord, we set our eyes on what is unseen, because what is seen is temporary. What is unseen is eternal. So even though these circumstances, they weigh on our hearts, they are temporary. And as your word says, they are nothing. What we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory that we will know later. So we lift our eyes to the hills. We lift our eyes to you, Lord, and we look for your help. And I just pray for every person listening to the sound of my voice today. Right now, you pour out your spirit in a fresh new way. Right now, may they tangibly feel joy and peace and grace just flood their souls, that they would have a countenance of peace, that those who are lost and hurting would look at them and feel like they've encountered you and look and ask about the hope that is within them. Thank you, God, that we get to be linked in fellowship with you. We have the privilege of walking intimately with you. Lord, we love you. In your name, amen. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. And just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Not sure if you'd want to share this one or not. Maybe it would be an encouragement to somebody. But coming up for Hour 2, Greg and Julie Gorman join me to talk about the power of having a purpose, a mission statement in your marriage. Great conversation is up ahead. Hour 2 is up next.